Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Sam McIntosh. On today's program, I'm talking with Kristen Krauthammel of the 10 Squared Women of Guthrie County about their next quarterly meeting taking place Tuesday, February 25th at 6 p.m. at the Lake Panorama National Conference Center. The 10 Squared Women of Guthrie County is an organization that's been going on for a few years, and I usually like to report on when you've given your quarterly donations, but this is my first time really doing an interview about the group. To start off, what is your title with the organization, and who's kind of at the leadership?
So the original three that kind of started it and organized it and got all the letters out and everything were myself, Kristen Krauthammel, Laura Stetzel, and Shannon Mule. We've now added for this year, Lauren Dahl-Sheeter is going to join in, and then Shannon is just going to back down a little bit from her responsibilities. But it's not a board, it's not an organization, anything like that. We're just three gals that kind of put this together, and we don't have any bylaws or anything like that.
What has the 10 Squared Women of Guthrie County accomplished, and how long has it been around?
Yep. So we started in early part of 2017, and we meet four times a year. Each member donates $100 at each meeting, so roughly $10,000 plus some company matches and things like that have gone back into our community for organizations here in Guthrie County, or community members, residents, what have you, here in Guthrie County. So totaling those 12 meetings that we've had since 2017, we've given away over $130,000 to stay right here working for us in Guthrie County.
And what are the kinds of projects that the 10 Squared Women likes to support? And could you share some examples of who you've given to in the past?
Yeah, really, we don't have any rules that it has to be a 501c3. I think a lot of people appreciate that it is, but it doesn't have to be. If you have a group or an organization that you're working with that is doing great things for people in Guthrie County, you can certainly put them in the hat. We don't have any specific rules about the 501c3 topic, but we've given to all kinds of organizations. We've given to the Guthrie Activity Center, which is a rec center here to serve all of Guthrie County. We've given to our very first one we gave to was Guthrie County Helping Hands, and they have refurbished homes and kind of a Habitat for Humanity chapter in Jamaica and Bagley and Adair and Stewart, and then some here around Guthrie and Panora as well. We've given to most of the daycares, Kid Zone, Little Panther Daycare. We helped put in a playground in Yale, Panora Pets. The Guthrie County Sheriff's Chaplains have received funds. So really anything. Some of the ones that are in the hat right now would be like Timber Creek Charities and St. Thomas More Center and the Guthrie County Fair Foundation, and because they're working on a new building, so they want to be in the hat. So we have about 20 organizations still in the hat right now that could possibly receive, one of the four $10,000 awards this year.
As the group embarks on its next four quarterly meetings of 2020, are there areas of improvement that the group is trying to seek upon for its charitable giving?
Yeah, so we have kind of consistently always stayed right around 100 members. Currently, we have 109. I think the highest we were ever at was about 110. People move away, finances change, whatever the case may be. So we're really encouraging ladies that have always thought about joining but didn't really know what it was about to just show up for a meeting. You don't have to be a member that night. You can't vote that night, but at least you can show up, see what it's all about. We can give you some information. You can email us. You can look on our Facebook page for more information. And we encourage the existing members to try to bring a friend to the meeting so they can see what it's all about. If they want to join right then and there, they can, and then they can vote that night as well and become a member. You're not obligated to stay a member for the rest of your life. You can drop out whenever you need to when things change for your situation. But we'd like to see our membership get as high as what the guys have. And the 10 Squared Men's Group here in Guthrie County has close to 150 members. So we'd like to see us try to get up to their level of membership.
Are there areas in the county that you wish to maybe focus more on or not feel left out?
Well, absolutely. Yeah, not necessarily focus more on, because like I said before, you know, Helping Hands or Panora Pets, some of those, you know, have projects going on in the entire county. But we do currently, a majority of our members are kind of along the Guthrie Center and Panora Highway 44 areas. And we would love to see more participation from the group in, you know, the communities along White Pole Road, like Casey, Menlo, Adair, Stewart, communities along 141, like Bagley, Jamaica, Baird, Yale. You know, we'd like to see more participation and membership from those areas, because, you know, I just recently attended the Midwest Partnership dinner and heard about all the wonderful things happening down in Casey and the revitalization that they're working on down there. And they've got three or four different groups that could possibly be nominated, could be names in the hat that could receive some of this funding to do some of their projects. I know there's some, we do have the Stewart American Legion has been nominated for a while. Stewart Libraries was nominated. So there are other things going on in the corners of our county, not just along Highway 44, that we really would love to reach out to and see some of this funding go towards those projects as well.
When and where is the next meeting?
So we used to have meetings on the third Thursday, but we do want to make sure everybody is aware that we have changed our meetings now. They're going to be on the fourth Tuesday of every quarter, and that's February, May, August, and November. So our next one is going to be Tuesday, February 25th. Again, social hour at 5:30, meeting at 6 o'clock, and that is at the Lake Panorama Conference Center. We have thrown around the idea of maybe changing the location here or there, and so we're going to talk about that at our next meeting, because, like I said, we're not an organized, we don't vote on a lot of things. We just kind of ask the ladies, what do they think? We sent out a great survey asking ladies how we could encourage more membership and about the dates and locations, which is why that was changed. And we got a lot of really great feedback, but Tuesdays seem to draw more people. So we're going to switch to Tuesdays going forward.
Well, is it strictly business at these meetings for the ladies involved?
Well, I would say that some of the ladies, like I said before, they want to come in, get their business done and leave, and that's fine. And there's others of us that would like to maybe be a little bit more social, get to know more ladies in our county, not necessarily just in our backyard where we currently reside. So one of the perks this meeting is that we are looking for corporate sponsorships for all four meetings this year. So keep that in mind, ask your employer. But the first meeting, so this meeting coming up on February 25th, Guthrie County State Bank has offered to pay the first $100 of our tab at the conference center. So hopefully that will encourage some ladies to stick around and get to know each other a little bit more and have more of a social hour after our official business is over that night.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program with Kristen Krauthammel of the 10 Squared Women of Guthrie County about their next quarterly meeting taking place Tuesday, February 25th at 6 p.m. at the Lake Panorama National Conference Center. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program and more information about the group by visiting RaccoonValleyRadio.com.